I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I'm trying to decide if I believe we're logical beings. Sure, I know a great deal of our lives is governed by logic. If you do A, then you can expect B. If you want Y, then you must undertake X. But what about the other stretches of time we spend doing things that don't always make such clear-cut sense? Like when you want something very badly, but end up thwarting your own chances, shooting yourself in the foot. Or have you ever invested a lot of time and energy into an impossible fantasy? And, as if to flout logic, has an impossible fantasy ever come true for you? Me too. Which is why I'm not just willing to put all my money on the dark horse of logic. Take dreams. Have you ever done something in a dream you didn't know how to do in real life? It was in just such a way that I finally learned to drive a car with a manual transmission. Or have you ever encountered someone in a dream in a way that felt, well, real? Years ago, I dreamt I was visited by an older friend who, in real life, had been seriously ill for some time. In the dream, I said to her, "Zoe, can you forgive me for not visiting you? I was afraid to see you in pain." And she stood up and said, "Of course I forgive you. Look at me. I'm perfectly fine." And she was better than fine. She looked 30 years younger, flawlessly beautiful, and as strong and healthy as a young girl. The next day, waking up, I learned that she had passed away during the hours when I was asleep. What if our dream life is not simply the place where anything goes and nothing is real? Not simply the place where our conscious mind goes to blow off steam? What if our dreams are the place where we come to recognize what is most deeply true? My mother used to say that if you wake from a nightmare you don't want to fall back into, then you should lie back down in a different position. By the same reasoning, one way of lingering in the aftermath of a pleasant dream is to lie perfectly still, not sitting up in bed until you're ready to return to a fully conscious state. Today's poem, by the late Thomas James, reminds me of lying in bed some mornings, hanging on to the last threads of a lovely dream. It reminds me that we are citizens of many different worlds, some logical, others not, and we sometimes linger in the spaces between them. Waking Up, by Thomas James. 1. On my right is a field of darkness. The ants are busy in the tall grass. I float on a lake of dark petals. 2. Waves of flesh wash over me. I am looking into watery sky at the bottom of an ancient well. 3. The field is flooded with darkness. I sleep in curls of dark grass edged by a cloud of wild asters. 4. A horse stands by a worm-eaten log. It paws the dark with its right foreleg, cutting dark flowers in the air. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.